This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, 5 days a week, 9 a.m. Central, through 11 Central. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. I've got the call screen right in front of me. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Let's see. Oh, there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Hi. Good morning. stands with a fist. That's it, man.
Yeah, speaking of standing with a fist, I'd like to share this story with you before we get into today's science questions. Got some really interesting questions that probably we can't answer, Rick, but the state of Pennsylvania state police have this SUV that has a license plate scanners, has license plate scanners attached to it. And typically, I've seen one in Virginia, less than a year ago, I'd say, riding around a Walmart parking lot. Cameras on the roof, cameras in each corner of the vehicle. And what they do is they ride around parking lots, and this thing can see six different directions simultaneously. It's got an onboard computer that reads the optical, has optical recognition or a recognition of these license plates, enters them into the computer to find out, well, is it out of state? Is it an expired tag? You know, what's with that vehicle based on the license plate? Well, what's bad about this SUV had Google Maps affixed to the side. So it appeared to be a Google Street View vehicle. In fact, it was not. It was a Pennsylvania State Police vehicle riding around searching for license tags or license plates that they could, maybe be interested in people who were in those vehicles, like those from out of state. Pull them over, search the vehicles, look for guns, look for contraband, because when you're out of state, it's really hard to fight, you know, the police. And when they give you a summons, you have to appear in court. And if it were me, I'd have to go 1,100 miles or so to go to Pennsylvania from Missouri if I happen to be pulled over by one of these state police vehicles. Here's the point. The point is they are masquerading this vehicle as a Google Street View vehicle. That's what the impression is, but it's not. It absolutely is not. It is a vehicle that is being used to scan license plates. Now, I have a thought about what we should do about those kinds of things. I think that the head of the Pennsylvania State Police should be arrested. And I think that the chiefs within the state police, four levels down, the heads four levels down, should all be arrested as well for breach of the public trust, deception, and illegally obtaining funds from the villagers. Arrest them and try them. Now, of course, how do you try them in a court that they own, right? I guess we're going to have to form our own courts and try them. But this is absolutely out of control. Breach of the public trust is totally unacceptable. And that's where we are, Rick, today. We have reached a point in time where we don't believe the Democrat Party. We don't believe
it's even worse. In Grants Pass, Oregon, we're a very small town. They publish us at 30,000, 35,000 people. That's the county. And you know, so we're small. We're a small town. And they were doing exercises with an NRAP in our town with a SWAT on near a bank, near Walmart, checking how they would practice taking over a crowd that would be, it was a practice exercise for a bank that defaulted that was then being mobbed by citizens as a exercise. That was yesterday. And today, there, I don't get what's happening, but if my radar says that they're practicing for bank failure, what do they know? And what do they know that I'm guessing? And it gets worse. There's a friend of mine, he works animal control. He would not join when he retired as a detective from L.A. He wouldn't join the police force up here because it's corrupt. And so he went into animal control. And he is about to participate in a FEMA exercise. And he'll tell me what that's about once he goes through the exercise. And this is an animal control guy. Now, I don't get it. But all the signs around me are saying something terrible is about to happen. And really, I was reading in this paper about the fact that Russia wants to go to war against the American corporation, but they don't want to go to war against Americans. And that sounds to me like the 60s when we were doing the same thing about communism. It's crazy. And I don't get it.
Well, we're all very frustrated, Rick, because we see more signs of encroachment.
The presidential things. My choice right now is for either a criminal or an egotist, and for president. Versus crime. And here we are, and Bernie Sanders will be Hillary's running mate. Guess again, it will happen just like that. And I've been watching Saturday Night Live on their little skits on the Democratic and Republican parties. You know, that is a pretty well caricaturizes exactly what we're up against now. It's terrible. It's a disgrace. And I don't know anybody that isn't. It isn't like I'm going to vote for one person because I don't want to vote for another. That's crazy. That's crazy. It's not right. It's not right.
There is a well, you know, we used to call them Congress critters. I don't think that's really a fair description or an accurate description. I think we need to start calling them Congress criminals. That would be more appropriate. So there's a Congress criminal who has written a book, and it will be published very shortly. And I'm going to quote the name of this book because I really don't speak this way, but it's called Screw the Next Generation, unquote. Screw the Next Generation. So it's written by this anonymous Congress criminal. Okay, and what he says is it's easy. I read this story this morning. I'll try to post it on the website during this broadcast. It's easy to manipulate self-absorbed sheep. That's what he says. It's easy to manipulate self-absorbed sheep. And he says the main job is to get reelected. That's the Congress criminal's main job, to get reelected. And then he talks about, or she talks about, fundraising takes 30 hours a week. And because it takes so much time to raise money to become reelected, they don't read the bills they vote on. They don't read what they vote on, which is in itself a crime to me. So now what do we do? Well, I guess we arrest the Congress criminals for dereliction of duty, violation of oath of office, and corruption and racketeering. That's what we arrest them for. But who's going to arrest them? The criminal cops? And would they be prosecuted by a criminal prosecutor? And I mean, this is a tough, tough situation. This is just like Rome collapsing, right, under corruption. We're here. We are absolutely here. And this Congress criminal said in his book, Screw the Next Generation. And it's absolutely perfectly clear that that is what government in bed with corporations are doing. And the perfect example is Fukushima. Perfect example. Another example is GMO labeling. Another example is the meat industry, where our meat in the United States is stamped USDA inspected, but it comes from as many as 14 countries. But it's USDA inspected. So we don't know where our meat's coming from. We don't know what's in our food. We're being killed. We're being poisoned from above. We're getting the chemtrail flu. And I think a revolution's coming. I really do. I really do. And more and more people are saying, I can't wait. I can't wait. I wish it started yesterday, people are saying to me.
That was in the skit, Saturday Night Live skit, is that Hillary Clinton is, yes, let's have a street revolution. It's unbelievable. It's crazy. And I never thought I would. I've never been interested in politics. I'm a nerd. I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. I never did. And now it's in my face. It's like, I don't know what to do.
None of us really does, Rick. And the reason it's in our face is we've been told that we've been spied on, and we thought, how could they listen to all of our phone calls? How could they do that? Why would they do that? And then we realized that they couldn't do it without Microsoft. They couldn't do it without Apple. They couldn't do it without AT&T. They couldn't do it without Verizon. So the companies that we use, we choose their products unknowingly, naively, ill-informed. We buy their products and pay for our own demise. And what kind of a government is it that feels that they've got to, you know, that they are the hammer and everything around them is a nail? And they've got to smack us all down. I mean, why is that? And what would happen if these cops that saw that, well, or thought that, you know what, maybe we're going to show up at their house? What would they think? Rick, I was talking with Norm Shealy yesterday about GMO foods, and I mentioned that I get stomach interruptus when I have corn now. Most corn. Not all corn, but darn near all. And he said it's toxic and because it's GMO and the herbicides and so forth. Well, our Congress critters have made it so that we can't tell what's GMO and what's not because the ingredients are hidden from us on the labels. Well, so obviously they're not interested in our well-being. I think they want to kill us for a lot of reasons, one of which is they don't want us to receive the Social Security payments that we deserve because they forced us to pay into them. But I'll share with you the one way of responding to just the GMO labeling issue. And I think if we did it across the country, we would bring it to a screeching halt within 90 days. Dr. Richard L. Miller, and I'll be right back. DocRam.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 32633.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Ram's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, DocRam.com. So, Rick, here's what I was thinking. Very simple exercise. It'll take us about 15 or 20 minutes for each one of us who chooses to do this kind of thing. So you go to the supermarket of your choice. You pick any supermarket, the larger the better, and you fill your cart with some products that have GMO, that you believe have GMO. You do some research, like, some of Campbell's soups, and Fritos and whatever else you think is a GMO product, and then you go to either the checkout, and as you put the items on the conveyor belt, you say, Hold it. Is this a GMO product? Does this contain GMO ingredients? And the cashier will say, I don't know. He said, okay. Well, before we continue, can you help us find out? Maybe you can get the manager to come over here and help us. And you can be Columbo the way I do. Okay. So can you get the manager? That would be great. Thank you so much. So ultimately, the manager comes over. Everybody behind you is annoyed because now you're taking so long. But they're getting a lesson about GMO. Okay, and then two aisles over, they're looking at you, and they're looking at you from all directions. And you have to stay the course when you do this. And then you say, well, I don't know. You don't know if these are GMO products? You don't know? You sell these things and you have no idea? I'll tell you what, I'm not going to take a chance. Tell you what, just let's forget the whole thing. And you leave. You leave right then and there. Or before you leave, you say, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to shop where they do know. Or where they label foods. Or you go to the customer service area and you ask for the manager, and you interrupt his or her business, And you say, well, let's go through this card because I've got 17 items in here and I just need your expertise because I know you know, because you obviously you're the boss and you didn't get there by not knowing what's GMO. So let's go through this. Is this a GMO? Does this can of Campbell's soup have GMO ingredients? Yes or no? You don't know? Wow. How about this? How about these Fritos? How about this can of corn? Wow. You don't know. Tell you what, why don't we just, I'll just leave them with you. Thank you so much. I'll go someplace else. Now, Rick, what do you think about doing that? If we all did that, oh, maybe once a week.
I've got a bunch of, I've been shopping at the same store for 30 years. What am I going to do? Cause trouble in my own neighborhood.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. Who's causing the trouble, Rick? Are they causing the trouble?
Yeah, that's a point. It's just... I'd be scared to do that.
Let me ask you this. Rick, can you imagine? Now, seriously, you know me pretty well. Do you think that's something that I would do?
Oh, yeah. Yes. You love a scrap, actually. You like to go in and cause trouble. I know you. Oh, man.
Well, I don't know how else to fix this.
The fun of it.
Well, I don't know how to fix it, Rick, other than that, because no one's listening to us.
Yeah.
Who do you call? Who do you call? Can't call your Congress criminals.
That's what we could call. Have those locked and loaded women come in with all their weapons. That'd be a cool thing. Mm.
can't call Joey Kyle, a former sheriff of Christian County, Missouri, because he's a criminal, self-admitted criminal.
Yeah.
Got involved in a financial scheme. Yeah, to deceive his friends, family, and village. Yeah, yeah. Sheriff Joey Kyle. Yep. And those are people who have made the news. Okay, so Rick, I've got some really big questions for you. These are the largest science questions there are. So, for example, when I was in elementary school, I learned about atoms containing protons and neutrons, and that was what we were told back then, to keep it simple, and electrons. And then we were told that, they're mostly empty space. These atoms, and the atoms comprise molecules, and the molecules, comprise things. Like pencils and paper and air and earth and cars and everything. Everything's made of these. But they're mostly empty space, these atoms. So what is the universe made of? Do we have even a clue?
Well, I don't know how to answer that. I'll wait for the commercial. It's going to take a minute.
Yeah, and Rick, the measurable weight of an atom comprises about 5% of it. So the rest of it, the 95%, what is it?
We have a different idea now about space and time.
Great. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Rick, I'm going to miss you this weekend. I'm going to be at Sevierville, Tennessee at the RK Prepper Show. And there are a whole bunch of seminars at this particular RK Prepper Show and Gun Show. And that's Saturday and Sunday. Sevierville, Tennessee. S-E-V-I-E-R-V-I-L-L-E, Tennessee. And there's a link to the RK Prepper Show on the website usaprepares.com, or just go to rkpreppershows.com. So, Rick, I'm gonna miss you, but we're going to be doing other shows together at the RK Prepper Shows, right?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. I'll be in Kansas City and Springfield. I won't make the Alabama one, but I will make Pensacola and one other.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Great. It'd be great to see you and Matt Stein, and it'd be great to work together again,
as
we have so many times. Yeah, so Rick, you know, what's the universe made of? Do we have a clue?
See, that's the big question that has plagued scientists forever. I mean, going way back to Isaac Newton and the idea of gravity and mass and force. What is it? What is it not? When you deal on gross levels, the physical plane, it's pretty easy to understand the weight of one thing being heavier than the weight of something else. But the fact that they fall at the same rate, that's interesting. And how does that work, except for maybe a feather, you know? And so we have had the idea of an atom and a molecule for a very long time, and now that's changing. And our idea of space is changing. And that's leading from a quantum mechanical universe into a holographic one, where everything is simply connected. Today, back when I was a kid, I'll start it that way. When I was a kid, I proposed the glue that held an atom together and all the space between it was a meson. Today, that is called a muon and leads to a reverse field of tachyons going faster than the speed of light. Now, that suggests a type of universe where there is a reflected wave in an opposite universe, like a black hole leading to a white hole, another universe altogether, and that we have a concept now of dark matter that we don't really understand. We can say it, sort of, but we don't really know what it is yet, and so it might be that the dark matter is part of a universe which is a white hole, as opposed to a black hole, and that our future and time is similarly related, with the future and the past being observed at the moment. It's unusual where time is not real either, and that you have forgotten your future and you are remembering your past in the moment. It's an unusual direction that I don't know where we're going to end up. Why we choose to look at a universe a certain way is that it opens and closes certain doors. And then we can more accurately, with a theory and a law of physics, be able to define what's going to happen next. When you encounter paranormal phenomena, now the rules are out because it's not easy to identify what the variables are, and time and space, and opposed to information. And so what is the universe made of? I haven't got a clue. I could use the atom and electron, and that will allow certain solutions and realities that I can predict. But then I run up against things I can't predict, and that's when I start to question my law. And that's where we are at the present moment, constantly questioning, because there are lots of things. You know, Wilhelm Reich and Nikolai Tesla proposed ectoplasm, a premortal, the building block, not an atom, that pervaded all space and time, and that it was all simply connected, and really it was imagination that created the universe. And that's where I'm tending to go now. I believe that just about anything is possible once you believe it's so.
Yeah, Rick,
including
I was thinking about
running our president.
I was thinking about that, but, you know, is it real? But I'll tell you, when I hit my thumb with a hammer, I really believe it hurts. And you mentioned gravity, and that's this natural phenomenon by which it seems that things are attracted toward each other. So I had this other question about gravity. Is gravity instantaneous? I mean, when is it there, like, instantly? Is it always there, or does it ramp up in speed or attraction or
strength? Well, it has to do, the way we're discussing it now, the theory is it's related to the curvature in space, kind of like a marble rolling down a ball, big ball. If the ball is the space is curved, the marble will rotate as a spiral. In fact, that goes back to Roger Penrose and the geometric universe and his works about torus twister space, and that space is turning on itself, and that's what creates gravity, the concept of gravity.
Stephen Hawking wrote a book called A Brief History of Time. And you can get it as an e-book class. And I borrowed it from the library many years ago. And I got on the tractor and I was cutting hay. And it was the kind of thing that would last all day, meaning cutting hay. And this e-book is about 6 hours. And I had an MP3 player. I had an earbud and an ear so I could listen. And also hear the drone of the tractor so I knew something was going wrong. And I listened to this for 6 hours. And then the next day I did it again. It is really, really complicated to just try to understand what time is, Rick. Just time.
Well,
and I don't even know if we know.
Because there's so many variables. And which ones are important?
And did it have a beginning? Will it have an end? Was it always there? How could it always have been there without a beginning or an end? How's that possible? And Rick, is it just that our brain doesn't? It's not big enough. It's not fast enough.
Well, that's the definition of God: that which cannot be known. That is a definition for God in the physical sense as a scientist: that which cannot be known. It's beyond comprehension. You can experience it, but you can't know it. You can get close to it. You can get closer and closer, like Simon says. But it's not by definition, God is that which cannot be known. That's a good, solid definition, beginning of what to try to define. And imagination is then not capable of grasping the entirety of God. And imagination is reality. So isn't that an interesting, kind of a... dichotomy.
And I remember talking with my dad, and at one time he used the term, that's not knowable. And I thought, that's not knowable. I'd never heard that before. I was a lot younger. That's not knowable. And that's kind of what he was talking about, Rick.
It's the idea that we would think that everything is knowable at some century. However, there are anthropological studies that show the Aborigine and the Hopi work in a more magical universe where there's a mystery school. It's not necessary to know how something works in order to be able to use it.
Mm-hmm. And, Rick, you mentioned a black hole. And white holes. Do we have any idea what's in a black hole, or maybe even what's at the bottom?
No, the movie Interstellar, actually, it was a generic model of what we now believe is related to time, where he goes through this black hole at the end of the movie, and then, using paranormal phenomena, pushing books out of a library in his attempt to communicate to his daughter in the past. And that is a model I now use in understanding how my future is talking to myself with synchronicity. Synchronicity is the idea that when you have five things in front of you, why do you find that one thing more significant than anything else? And that is how a future timeline is talking to your present to change and modify your past. And I am currently absolutely enjoying that concept. The example I would use normally would be the fact that when I trained Navy SEALs, there was no such thing as a super soldier. And so it was SEAL Corporation. And as time has passed and my dialogue with my future has increased to the point where I'm speaking about it at this very moment, it changes my past. And now Navy SEALs has a mythology that's quite different than at the moment I was doing it. Isn't that interesting? My past is changing. Navy SEALs didn't exist when I was training them.
And that was SEAL Corporation. How does that relate to past life regression?
I don't know. I'm going to say that we have, in the structure of our body in water, a memory that could hold all pasts and all futures, and that what we're doing is selecting which ones we blow up into reality and which ones we collapse down into singularity, and that that's the choice that God gave us. That's what made us favored. It's a very complicated thing, and yet is something that you just know.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today
I've got your
take my when you go to the feet for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Doc Ram is with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. If you'd like to go to his website to peruse his books, docram.com, docram.com. Rick, how did the broadcast go on Coast to Coast?
I'm so overwhelmed with email. I have over 400 email I have not yet responded to. Anyone that sent me email, please be patient. I'm trying to catch up. Being ill as I am and everything, it's just been impossible. I don't know. It was almost the same amount of people as when I did John B. Wells. I had like 6,000 orders after that interview. I was totally sold out of books, trying to keep up with everything. It's just been a challenge.
Well, that's great news. I'm glad it's that kind of challenge.
It was just in time. Thank you, Lord. I'm blessed in that sense of it. I'm very lucky because there wasn't a single criticism except you-know-who, just her, and that's it. There was nobody that has a problem with me. They like what I'm trying to do and believe in what I'm trying to do. And it's very encouraging when you're working on fumes, just trying to keep your thing together. Right now, I'm in such pain with my back that I can't hardly breathe right. I'm going in again today for the heart stress test where they inject isotopes in me. They're trying to figure out what's wrong with me, and right now they're just going through the elimination of what it is not.
So, class, if you're inclined to pray, please include Dr. Richard Allen Miller in your prayers. Rick, you mentioned complaints. I got to tell you that we don't get any complaints here.
I know. Isn't it amazing for all the different people out there that nobody really has a problem? They basically agree with our attempts to try to straighten out what we see is going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, over the years, I've called Ted Anderson. He's the owner of Genesis Communications Network. And what I do is I call and I say, if he's not there, you know, at that moment, he calls me back. He calls me back, you know, right away. And usually the conversation starts out with, Vincent, we don't get any complaints about you. And then we chat. Or he tells me that if I ask him, you know, has he gotten any complaints? No, we don't have any problems with you. No complaints, nothing. And I find that absolutely fascinating. And I've talked to John Stadtmiller. He carries the broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network, tape delay every day, Monday through Friday, and he hasn't gotten any either. So it's not just GCN that doesn't get complaints. And when I was on a local radio station in the very beginning, I got 3 complaints. So in over 5 years of broadcasting, we've gotten 3 complaints, but it was within the first month or so of me coming on the air. And one person said, you know, if you don't like this country, why don't you just leave? And I said, well, I love this country, and I think they should leave. And I'm not leaving. They're going to leave.
That's a wonderful response.
Yeah. And
another American way. You have a right to your opinion.
Yeah. And I had David Christopher on, and he got a complaint because he said, why would anybody drink milk from a 2,000-pound cow? And a farmer called up and said, there's no such thing. Well, you know, there are cows that weigh 2,000 pounds. They're mostly bulls, though. And so we got one complaint there, and I forget what the other one was. But basically, we haven't had a complaint after those initial 3 complaints in years, over 5 years. So I think either no one's listening, which I don't think is the case, or there are so many people who agree with the type of discussions that we have, just as you said, Rick. When we come back after these few short commercial announcements and top of the hour news, can we talk about time travel? Yeah, and then what about another question? Can we live forever? Because Timothy Leary said that anyone alive today has the chance of, well, he said it many years ago, could live for 1,000 years, you know, replacement parts and so forth. So time travel and can we live 1,000 years or so? Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. And don't forget the RK Prepper Show this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I'll be there in Sevierville, Tennessee. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.